everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club, the Chinese language program where you get to talk back. I'm your host, Lindy, and here with me today are two of my very favorite co-hosts. One is Vicky Zhang, who is with us again, as always, and we also have our 嘉宾主播, 她也回来了. So welcome, both of you. How are you guys doing today?
好的，我们都很好。大家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴又回到我们的节目，欢迎大家跟我们边听边学边练。
我是 Herb， 我也很不错。今天我很开心来跟你们参加。
And so we're going to be talking about the same thing that we spoke of the last time, which is signature dishes.
招牌菜。
Zhao pai, right? And so we can't say, I remember asking the question, is it the same as ping pai, like a name brand? But it's not. We can't say that. So when we're talking about like, this is, you know, my signature dish, or this is the signature dish of some place, we have that special word. So can you say that one more time?
Zhao pai cai. Zhao pai.
So first tone, zhao pai. Second tone, cai. Mm-hmm. Third tone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, 事不宜迟, without further ado, let's go through our list of vocabulary words.
好的,绕.
To go around something.
圈.
Circle.
尝.
To taste.
美食.
Delicious food.
吃货.
Foodie.
当地.
Local.
特色菜.
Specialty dish.
醉虾,
drunken shrimp,
生的,
raw or uncooked,
上瘾,
to be addicted.
Great, so now let's listen to today's dialogue.
Oh, 你回来了, 逛的吃的怎么样?
好极了, 楼外楼就在西湖旁边, 非常方便。 我们绕着西湖走了一圈, 然后在这家餐馆吃了他们的招牌菜, 特别是东坡肉, 有机会一定还要再去吃。
那你还尝了什么别的美食吗?
对呀, 因为我算是个吃货, 每到一个新的地方都要尝尝当地的特色菜, 杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醉虾, 你吃过没有?
听说是生的, 所以我没试过。
不光是生的, 吃的时候虾还活着。 一开始有一点奇怪, 吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。
那不如你做一点给我尝尝吧。
啊?
Question, 美食, I think of it as delicious food in the broadest possible sense, but does it sometimes or often have a narrower connotation, like sort of gourmet cuisine or something a little
bit highfalutin?
Yeah. But it can be, right? It doesn't have to be something fancy, right? It can include anything that's like good, right? I think.
I'm not sure. What do you think?
对，不一定是什么fancy. 就是只要是当地的, 然后有特色的食物, 你觉得好吃的都可以叫美食。
Okay. I got it. Yeah, I've always kind of wondered about that, like if it's really like high-level food or if it's just basically any kind of food that tastes good.
I think it's any kind. If you go to China, especially my hometown Xi'an, there's a whole street. It's called a 小吃街. So the whole street is lined up with different kind of 小吃. You can call all of them 美食. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I kind of miss that about China too. They have so much really 很丰富的路边的小吃.
对，现在好像没有十年或者二十年以前 就是randomly 你可以发现 它一般都是说放在一条固定的街上 然后就是一个挨着一个的 然后你就可以尝到所有的美食 这个挺好的
对对对 Well, you know, in this first sentence that we have here, we talked about, we kind of touched upon this last time, 逛的. So 逛的吃的怎么样? Right, so the person comes back and then the friend is like, oh, how was the food and how was the shopping? And we kind of touched on that, but there's one word that we didn't mention, which is in the next sentence, and that's the word 绕着. 绕着, that's one of our vocabulary words. So, Herb, is this a word that you've run across before?
It isn't.
Okay. So what would be your understanding of it in the context? 我们绕着西湖走了一圈.
Maybe somewhere between exploring and just wandering.
绕好像一般就是指的是一个 circle, 一个 round, like a go around. 所以你看他说绕了一圈.
Now, I've also heard 绕 to mean like to go out of the way. I don't think it always has to mean that, but 好像我在中国上出租车的时候，有的时候他们会绕路走, or maybe not 走, but they would 绕路开, like they might not take me the direct way, they might kind of go around a little bit.
对对，你在这儿可以说走, 因为走的意思它不光是说用脚来走, 也可以说是go some direction, 所以你可以说出租车有的时候带着你绕路走。 这个地方绕也是说 instead of going from A point to B point like straightly, they go around just to get, you know, try to drive a longer way. 所以也是绕着，但是那是以前，现在因为大家每个人手上都有一个 map， 所以说现在已经不存在这个问题了。对对对，
you can't do that anymore. Yeah, they basically go straight from point A to point B.
对。
Yeah, that's true.
这个绕还挺有意思的，就是有的时候你说话的时候不直接说一件事情，也可以说是绕弯子。我们有的时候会说，你为什么不可以有话直说呢？ Why can't you just express yourself like straightforward? 所以你为什么要绕圈子呢？ 就是 kind of like how do you say it in English? Like circle around or say it another way?
I think you could say beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. But there's also another Chinese expression, 卖关子. Is that the same thing?
好像还不太一样. So 卖关子的意思就是说, 他知道, 但是他故意不想说, 他想让你着急一下那种感觉. 但是绕着说话的意思是, 他想告诉你, 但是他又不直接告诉你. 他要, 他要就是说, 怎么讲, indirectly, 就是怎么 indicate, give you some hint, 然后去 try to make you understand, 而不是告诉你 straightforward. 我觉得可能中国人更加喜欢用这种方式来表达, 大家总的有的时候总说, 如果一个中国人说一件事情, 可能还有那个 B point, like the meaning behind it, 还有 C point, the meaning behind the B point. 我这个是大家以前经常说的，但是现在不知道。你的意思是他故意做的，对吗？是故意的，对，故意的。I
think beat around the bush still works. I feel like something else like rambling kind of suggests more the incompetence of the speaker rather than like, is it just because they don't know how to speak or organize their thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like they, 他们就是给了一些提示, like they're just dropping some hints, but they don't want to say it directly.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed this a lot in China. I think that 美国人我们好像是比较直接说话, 对吗? We're a little bit more direct anyway, but it seems like from my experience in China, 人家是比较委婉的说话。
对,
all right, so Herb, do you have any other questions going forward? Do you see anything else that jumps out at you?
No, other than I think the word that jumps out to me the most is 尝了, which I understand can mean to taste, but can it be used more broadly or more abstractly? I have a suspicion the answer is yes.
尝意思就是taste.
Okay.
Isn't it if you're talking about just, I want to try something in general, I think you would say 试一下, right?
对,
I think there's also 尝试, right? You can put them together, but that still means taste.
尝试 actually 就是 try. 比如说如果你很想开飞机, 你的朋友可以鼓励你说, 哦, 你可以尝试一下。 那个地方的意思不是说吃的意思, 就是说尝试放在一起, 就是 try something, try to do something.
Okay. Interesting. It's a little confusing because it has the word 尝. So if it's 尝 by itself, that means to try some food, right, for the first time. But if you put 尝试 together, then it means to try, but not food, something else.
anything. Like 尝试就是 try. 你可以 try food, 但是你尝试一下这个新的菜啊、或者是你尝试一下去中国旅游，就是尝试就是不是指单纯的吃的意思，它就是说更多的就是试一试。
Okay.
Does Chang have a sense of experiencing something? I think that's the vague notion I have. That when you say 试试, I feel like that sounds a little more active. Like I'm going to try this activity or I'm going to try this technique. But with Chang, I feel like it might be more what you experience, not necessarily passive, but it's like, I want to see what this tastes like. I want to see what this feels like.
好像我们在说尝试的时候啊、可能就是比试一试更加的正式一点的说法，但是这两个的意思其实是差不多，而且很多时候是可以换着用的。可以说我尝试一下学中文啊、或者是我尝试一下到西班牙去旅游。试一试好像是更加的口语化，比如说我试一试这双鞋啊，在这个情况你就不应该说我尝试一下这双鞋，就好像有点太正规了。
So it's just a matter of which one is more formal, 尝试, as opposed to a little bit more just ordinary, 我试一下。
对。
Yeah, I'll try it out, so...Okay.
Okay.
In the next part, so the question is being asked with the word 尝. 你还尝了什么别的美食吗? So did you try any other good food while you were there besides the 东坡肉? And the person responds, 对呀、因为我算是个吃货. And I'll go through the rest of that later. But 吃货 I think is a very interesting word. Is this one that you knew from before?
It's new to me.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know what it is now, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Actually, I would ask, it's a relatively new word, so it has the same associations as the also relatively new English word foodie, like kind of enthusiast, maybe someone who follows trends or celebrity chefs or likes to watch the Food Network and things like that, or just someone who likes to eat delicious food.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
What do you think, Vicky?
对对，这个是一个相对比较新的一个词，大概就是在网络时代以后大家会说的一个词。就是我觉得 foodie 是最好的翻译对于吃货这两个字。对。
Okay. And it could be somebody like Herb was saying who's a total enthusiast. They watch cooking shows and maybe they even try out some of the things at home, but they also eat a lot of food at restaurants. Or...Maybe it's just somebody who has a very adventurous palate and they just like to try different kinds of dishes.
都可以、对都可以、
Okay. Yep. 吃货。So what about 我算是个吃货。
对可以就是你可以直接说我是个吃货。然后算是个吃货可能就是说没有那么的 firm。可能有些人更加就像刚才你们说的那样。每天去看各种各样的做饭的节目，然后到全世界各地去品尝美食，那就是一个绝对的吃货，so absolutely a foodie。但是如果我只是说就在我们家附近，然后到不同的餐馆去尝一尝，有的时候不太懒的时候，我也自己做一点儿，所以可以说不是很那么的确定能不能达到那个 level， 但是你也觉得自己算是一个吃货。
Okay, so I'm kind of a foodie.
对
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't think I would have picked up on that. Just knowing the character suan, which is like to count, right, or calculate. But I guess now that I say it out loud, like in English, you could say, well, I reckon, right? So you say, well, I think I might count, right? I think it counts. Does it count? So I could see how it would express hesitation or just a softening of the title.
Yeah, like you can consider me a foodie.
Yes.
Or I could be, yeah.
Yes.
I could be counted in as a
foodie. Yes, yes. You could consider me a foodie, maybe, yeah. I think. Yeah. I see. Can this be used very generally, I'm guessing? This 算是.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
算是,这两个字是放在一起的,算是。比如说你看到一个电视,里面有一个人,他好像...经常做坏事，但是他做的好事比他做的坏事要多， 然后你就可以说啊，他算是个好人吧。
哦
<So, S 2>、oh. ，对
，He's kind of a good person, but he does bad things too.
对
，Interesting. Okay.Yeah, but just like you said before, it's not that firm. It's kind of like, well, I'm kind of this way, but not totally. Okay. Now down to the key part of the dialogue where they talk about 在杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醉虾。Before we get into what 醉虾 is, I also wanted to talk about the construction of this sentence because I was thinking, okay, so...如果是我来说的话，我想我会把这个是变成叫。So for example, I would say 一道比较出名的菜叫醉虾 called drunken shrimp rather than is drunken shrimp. Does that work?
这两个都可以，对。
嗯、mm-hmm.
这两个说法都比较常见，说哪一个都行。
Okay, and I think the part that throws me off is where it has 有。So 杭州有。一道比较出名的菜 and that's why I think it needs to be 叫醉虾 like Hangzhou has a relatively famous dish called drunken shrimp. It sounds weird to me to say is. It has a famous dish is drunken shrimp. But if you take out the 有 it seems like 是 still works. So Hangzhou 一道比较出名的菜是醉虾 So does that work too? If I take out the 有 does that sentence work?
好像少了点什么的感觉，可能你是用英文的语法来想中文的这个表达方法，就觉得有点不对。但是这个是比较常用的一个说法。
So it's perfectly fine to say 是 rather than 叫 but 叫 works too.
对对，都可以。
Okay. All right. So Herb, 你吃过没有醉虾？
我觉得没有。
Okay. So do you know what it is?
I've read about it. I've seen it in videos.
Uh-huh. Okay.
With the live shrimp and the rice wine.
Right.
I don't know. Do they always flame it?
I don't recall if there was any flames involved.
Okay.
When I had it. Yeah, I don't think there were.
Okay.
But maybe okay. The way other people make it, maybe there is. Yeah. So in the dialogue, the person that they're talking to, they say, oh, have you had it before? And then the other one replies, 听说是生的。And this is the word that Vicky and I talked about for a while because 生的 means raw.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is with the shrimp that it's actually still alive. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't quite sure if 生的 would be the right word to describe it. Yeah, 听说是生的. Okay, so it's true. Yeah, it's definitely raw. But beyond
right.
the fact that it's raw, it's also alive. So the next person says, 不是生的,吃的时候虾还活着.
Mm-hmm. 对,好像我们加了一个字。不光是生的，我们上次讨论过这个问题。So not only it's raw, but also it's still alive.
But 生的 could mean alive, right? I mean, I feel like 生 can mean a lot of things.
对，如果你说不是生的，那大家就认为它是 cooked, 是熟的。
嗯，
所以我们上次改了，就是说不光是生的，生的它可以是死的，也可以是活的。
嗯，
然后这里就是还。活着这个有点奇怪，确实是有点奇怪。
Okay, so the first person says, you know, 听说是生的，所以我还没有试过。And then the other person responds, just to make it a little bit more clear, right? 不光是生的，吃的时候虾还活着。Right, so not only is it raw, but actually it's still alive. So, 你好像也没有吃过，是吧？
对，我没有吃过。我可以说，我不光不吃活的，我也不吃生的。
是吗？那寿司 is that the word?
寿司，对，吃
寿司，
吃寿司的时候，我也是吃熟的，所以不喜欢吃生的东西。对
，OK， 那 Herb， 你喜欢吃生的东西吗？
Basically, no. The short answer is
okay.
No. Maybe I'll just say that.
Okay.
Yeah, 我不太喜欢。
你不喜欢吃生的肉，但是蔬菜你觉得还可以吃？
还可以。
哦，生菜是比较常见的。对，那我也不吃生的肉。那牛排呢？比如说你们就是在美国比较 popular 的一个 food， 就是牛排。
嗯。
你们一般都是怎么吃？
啊，其实我不吃。
哦，你也不吃牛排。
对，不吃。
<Okay.
笑>以前的时候我喜欢吃，不过不是很生的，大概是做到 medium 的 temperature， 怎么说？
你可以说五分熟 ，like half cooked， 五分熟，对，
五
分熟。
分
OK， 这个地方就是 percentage。
I got it. So 以前五分熟是可以的，六分熟、七分熟也是还可以的，但是现在我一点儿也不吃。
你是不吃生的，还是说要吃全熟的？
我什么都不吃，就是牛排我都不吃了，不管是哪一个熟度 ，is that the right word？
不管几分熟
，OK， 不管几分熟我都不吃。现在，嗯、
okay.
，Yeah， I avoid eating beef in general， but before when I did eat it， I didn't eat it raw， 不是生的，嗯、
okay.
mm-hmm.。I know that's supposed to be like the best way to eat it, maybe. I'm not sure, but I never liked it that much.
Me neither.
对，我也没有怎么吃过牛排，我可能一共吃过两次，然后我就觉得，哎呀，真的不好吃，所以就就放弃了 ，gave up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, the next part of the dialogue here is also kind of interesting. So, you know, the person is saying, okay, so 不光是生的，吃的时候虾还活着。And then they say, 一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。At first, it's a little weird, but then the more you eat it, the more you like it. And I wondered if it's a little bit like saying that something is an acquired taste. Do you know what I mean? Like, 一开始你吃的时候觉得很奇怪，然后慢慢的你越吃越喜欢。
可以可以、哎、越吃越上瘾越吃越喜欢都可以。
嗯、mm-hmm. Okay. I think that would be the closest we could get to talking about an acquired taste. So for example, you know, 咖啡第一次喝的时候觉得不好喝但是喝着喝着你就上瘾了。
我是不喝咖啡但是对我知道你这个意思。
嗯、mm-hmm.Yeah, and I guess that could be other things too, right? Like, what are some other examples? Beer, maybe. 喝着喝着你就会上瘾了。Like, the more you drink it, then you just get hooked.
这个句子比较常用。
嗯、
我记得我刚刚工作的时候，然后，我觉得那个工作好像有点无聊，然后我的同事就会说，做着做着你就习惯了。
哦、oh, ，是吗？
对，就是一个 verb add 一个着。然后你把它 repeat， 就是说 the more you do it， the more you're going to either get addicted or get used to it.
Okay.、
Mm.
So it seems like you could also say 你越做越习惯、mm. 你越吃越上瘾了什么的。
可以可以啊、嗯。
Okay.
Is this a little bit more casual?
对，吃着吃着应该是比越吃越要更加的 casual 一点，好像是。
Okay. Yeah, because I have to confess, I've never really heard it used that way before. Like as a replacement for the more you do something,、
mm-hmm.
then the more this result happens.、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now that you say that, it kind of clicks also. When you say the more you do something, right, that does sound more technical, right? Like it's almost like, you know, there's a scientific relationship, you know, between input and output or something. But...
Yeah.
But here, it's just like, yeah, chir, chir, you keep chir over and over and voila! you
know? Right. Yeah, it's very simple.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Chir, 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 chir,
yeah, I like it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try using it.
比如说数学、
嗯
啊、你学着学着你就喜欢了。
应该是吧，应该是吧。So we're saying this, by the way, guys, because Herb is a math teacher. And we were just talking before about how much, when we were young, we didn't like math, but how he likes it. So, 那能不能说就是数学你做着做着你就会上瘾了。
Maybe for a few students, 对，可以。
Okay. All right. So, 最后，我们有，那不如你做一点儿给我尝尝吧。 So I kind of like this one. Can you talk a little bit about 不如? So what does that mean if you use 不如 in a sentence?
这个地方就应该是一个 suggestion. Mm-hmm. How about, okay. How about you make some, you cook me some.
Okay. Yeah.
或者比如说天气很好，你可以 suggest 天气这么好，不如我们一起出去玩吧。 So how about let's go out to play?
Okay, got it. So like, why don't we?
对，这是如果的如吗？是如果的如，但是你不如这两个放在一起，你不能直接翻译成不是如果，你要把它想成一个词，就是说。 在你 make suggestion 的时候, like how about let's do that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's another way to say how about, but I can't think of one other than this one.
你也可以比如说天气这么好，我们出去玩怎么样？所以那个就是 how about 放在后面。 你要么你说不如我们出去玩吧，或者是我们出去玩怎么样？
Okay. All right. 如果放在前面的话是不如，如果在后面才说是怎么样。对对对对。Okay. All right, good. Makes sense. Okay, so let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
哦，你回来了，逛的吃的怎么样？好极了，楼外楼就在西湖旁边，非常方便。 我们绕着西湖走了一圈，然后在这家餐馆吃了他们的招牌菜，特别是东坡肉，有机会一定还要再去吃。那你还尝了什么别的美食吗？对呀，因为我算是个吃货，每到一个新的地方都要尝尝当地的特色菜。杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醜蝦，你吃过没有？听说是生的，所以我没试过。不光是生的，吃的时候虾还活着。
一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。那不如你做一点给我尝尝吧。啊？Okay, so just to remind you guys that this is part two of our topic on signature dishes, 招牌菜. And so we don't have a second dialogue to play for you this time, but we do have the pronunciation section. And this is the part where you get to talk back. So here we go.
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。逛的，吃的，逛的吃的，逛的吃的怎么样？ 哦。
你回来了。哦，你回来了。逛的吃的怎么样？绕着西湖走了一圈。 我们绕着西湖走了一圈，然后在这家餐馆吃了他们的招牌菜。
在杭州，你们逛的吃的怎么样？
我们绕着西湖走了一圈，然后在这家餐馆吃了他们的招牌菜。
去吃，再去吃，还要再去吃，一定还要再去吃。有机会一定还要再去吃。
你觉得东坡肉怎么样？
有机会一定还要再去吃。
美食，别的美食，什么别的美食？你还尝了什么别的美食吗？那你还尝了什么别的美食吗？
吃货，算是，算是个吃货，因为我算是个吃货，每到新的地方，每到一个新的地方，特色菜，当地的特色菜，尝尝当地的特色菜，都要尝尝当地的特色菜。因为我算是个吃货，每到一个新的地方，都要尝尝当地的特色菜，因为我算是个吃货，每到一个新的地方，都要尝尝当地的特色菜。
那你还尝了什么别的美食吗？
因为我算是个吃货，每到一个新的地方，都要尝尝当地的特色菜。
出名，出名的菜，一道比较出名的菜。醉虾，杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醉虾。你吃过没有？杭州有一道比较出名的菜是醉虾，你吃过没有？
上瘾，会上瘾，就会上瘾了，你就会上瘾了，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。有一点奇怪，一开始有一点奇怪， 吃着吃着，你就会上瘾了。一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。
吃醉虾是什么感觉？
一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。
不如，那不如，那不如你做一点。给我尝尝，给我尝尝吧。那不如你做一点给我尝尝吧。
一开始有一点奇怪，吃着吃着你就会上瘾了。
那不如你做一点给我尝尝吧。
All right, so before we go, last time I was asking Vicky if 招牌菜, if I can say that for food that I'm cooking too.Even though I'm not like a professional chef or anything. So Herb, I want to ask you, if we were to say to you, like if you're talking about, oh, I make this dish and I, oh, 做得很好吃吧? 然后 Vicky and I say to you, 那不如你做一点给我们尝尝吧. what would that dish be? So in other words, 就是说你有没有什么招牌菜?
Oh, 我觉得有一个、mm-hmm. 但是不是中国菜。
Oh, 没关系的。So what is it?
I don't even know if I know all the words in Chinese. It's chicken with leeks and cream.
Oh, 所以这是哪国菜?
Maybe it's sort of vaguely French. It's just, I think it's just food. It's 美国菜。
美国菜,好的好的。有的时候我们如果是我们自己在家做的、
嗯、
我们也可以说拿手菜 instead of 招牌菜、
嗯、
招牌菜好像用在餐馆里的比较多、
啊
okay.
然后如果是我们自己在家做的比较有特色的饭、
嗯、
你可以说啊，我的拿手菜是什么什么
拿手菜 okay. That's like my go-to dish or something
你的 signature dish.
My best dish.
对对
Yeah. I think my go-to dish would be...
The easy one.
That's what I'm thinking.
We need dinner in 20 minutes.
Yes, yes. I was first thinking that, but then I was wavering a little bit. I'm like, oh, maybe it is like your best dish too. But no, I think you're right. It's the easy one. So, Vicky, I think you said last time, 你的拿手菜是北京烤鸭。
哦，真的吗？
对对对，我其实以前特别喜欢吃北京烤鸭，但是不会做，一直到有一次有一个朋友到他家去，然后看到他做，哎，我发现好像没那么难，然后我就做了，现在一共做了几次，做了三四次，然后每次大家都说很好吃，所以我就把它当做我的拿手菜了。
那不如你做一点给我们尝尝吧。
可以可以，有机会一定做给你们吃。
OK，
你觉得你的拿手菜是什么？
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. So, 我觉得不算是我的拿手菜，但是最近我做了一个水煮鱼。
哎呀，那也不错呀，那是中国菜。
对对对，因为每一次去饭馆的时候，那是我一定要点的一道菜。Every time I go to a Chinese restaurant, I want to get the 水煮鱼。Are my tones right on that, by the way? 水煮鱼？
对对对，
Okay. Got it. So Yeah, I figured, you know, I should try to make this at home. It can't be that hard. So I found a recipe online. And the first time I tried it, I was really lucky. It came out very well. And then I tried it again and it came out equally well. So I think maybe I've only done it twice. So I don't know if that 不知道那算是我的拿手菜，但是我做的比较好。
哦，是辣的吗？是很辣的那种吗？
不会是很辣的，因为我女儿她吃了一点辣，但是如果太辣的话，她吃不了。Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 一点点. I think it's still a little bit spicy, but nothing like what you would have, you know, in Sichuan.
哦，那就是如果有机会的话， 我们每个人做一个拿手菜，然后我们就有。 有鸭，有鱼，有鸡。
对对对，that's right，挺不错的。对，那太好了。So okay, guys, well, that is it for today's episode. And of course, Vicky and I want to remind you that besides cooking well, you should also 学好中文, because what will happen?
你就可以增加魅力。对，没错。All
right. So, and Herb, thanks for joining us. And are you going to come back for a future episode?
I hope so.
All right. 欢迎你.
好的,好的,欢迎。
And until next time, 再见。
再见。
再见。